This is Long-Term Care Connections for November 19, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services has informed state agencies that the federal nursing home surveys, revisits, and investigations of medium and low-level harm complaints and facility reported are no longer paused. RCS will resume unannounced federal certification/state licensure surveys, investigations, and revisit activities as normal. Residential care services will inform providers of any federal direction that would impact providers, as received from CMS. The Washington State Department of Social and Health Services is preparing to launch a pilot program in July 2026 for all assisted living facilities who wish to participate. During the six-month pilot, DSHS complaint investigators will change the way they respond to facility-initiated mandatory reporting calls to the Complaint Resolution Unit. WACA has created a brief video introducing the idea of the Facility Reported Incident Pilot Program. Check out this week's issue of Long-Term Care Connections for the link to the video. DSHS is partnering with the Department of Health and Healthcare Authority to gather input from older adults through an age and dementia-friendly survey. The survey will be available until December 7th. Insights from this survey will guide how we plan for more inclusive, supportive communities where people of all ages can thrive. Take the survey yourself and please encourage others across Washington to take it as well. If you know individuals 60 or older, or adults living with a disability, encourage them to complete the survey. Check out this week's edition of Long-Term Care Connections for the link to the survey. A new Fundamentals of Caregiving, FOC, revision history document is now available. Small but important revisions were made in August of 2023 and again in October 2024, and this new revision history document lists all the changes. The revision date is located on the back cover of the FOC textbook. The current edition is revision October 2024. If your book has an older revision date, please use the revision history document. Check out this week's edition of Long-Term Care Connections for the direct link to the document. DSHS is repealing the Resident Protection Program, RPP, rules in WAC 388-97-0660 through 388-97-0840 because they are no longer in use and have become redundant. The change reflects the earlier transfer of responsibility for investigating allegations of abuse, neglect, or exploitation of nursing home residents from residential care services to adult protective services. DSHS has released a Dear Provider letter detailing the change. Contact WACA's Elena Madrid if you have questions. Provider One has released their November 2025 Social Services newsletter. This issue features information on how Thanksgiving will affect claim submissions, information on claiming mileage for adult family home providers, and important information on when a manual claims indicator must be included on a claim. Read the full newsletter in this week's issue of Long-Term Care Connections. Did you know that WACA is on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram? Give us a follow. We regularly post about our events and educational opportunities, so you'll never miss a registration announcement. We also feature member facility visits with legislators and WACA staff, as well as give member facility shoutouts for achievements such as deficiency-free surveys, WACA National Quality Award recipients, and more. We also love it when members tag us in their own social media posts. In this grassroots update, WACA has been closely following the early outline of the 2026 legislative session as it begins to take shape. As in years past, the state's budgetary crisis remains front and center, driving many of the challenges our providers will face. We encourage you to join us to ensure the governor's office and legislators hear us as a unified, powerful voice. Send a message now via the WACA Action Center. Find the direct link in this week's issue of Long-Term Care Connections. If you'd like more information or would like to schedule advocacy training for your teams, please reach out to Aiden Swain. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. On November 20th, WACA and INSPAC will host a webinar focusing on developing strong leadership skills, effective communication, decision-making, and navigating the challenges of leadership in post-acute care settings for skilled nursing professionals. Registration is now open for Assisted Living Care Academy, December 2nd to 9th. This intensive virtual workshop is for nurses, caregivers, and executive directors who want to learn more about running a wellness department and nursing services in assisted living. You can register for the full workshop or just sign up for the nurse delegation session on December 9th. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.